USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the nation wrangles with abortion in America, President Biden's support of abortion is his right as a child of God.
I said, I believe I have the rights that I have, not because the government gave them to me, which you believe, but because I'm just a child of God, I exist.
Biden made the remarks on Wednesday as he discussed the leak of a draft of a Supreme Court decision that could overturn Roe v. Wade and put abortion law onto the state level. The United States provided Ukraine with intelligence that helped Kyiv attack and sink the flagship of Russia's Black Sea Fleet, the Moskva. But the United States is not providing details to target Russian military leaders. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
We do not provide intelligence on the location of senior military leaders on the battlefield or participate in the targeting decisions of the Ukrainian military. The Ukrainians have, quite frankly, a lot more information than we do.
USA Radio News.
What life insurance policy is right for you? Ethos Life makes it so easy. It's all online. You go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Click Get My Quote. It will take you to a cool online calculator where it will estimate the coverage and monthly cost. Then you can play around with the slider. Change the amount of coverage and cost so you get what's right for you. And when you are ready, just click Apply. Answer a few questions, and that's it. No doctors, no medical exams, no blood tests. It takes about 10 minutes. It's easy, risk-free. It's one of the best things to do for your family's future. You are in control, and you get the price that's right for you, right now. The best rates are available through this exclusive radio offer. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com. Go get your quote now.
Where do we stand with Title 42 at the U.S.-Mexico border? Tim Berg reports.
Most Americans don't want former President Trump's Title 42 policy to end. It allows border officials to turn away illegal immigrants who have reached the United States if there is a public health crisis. According to a new CNN poll, 57% believe it should remain in place. Nearly three-quarters of Americans have little or no confidence that the Biden administration would be able to handle an increase of illegal immigrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. A Louisiana judge temporarily blocked lifting Title 42 due to President Joe Biden's lack of a clear plan.
Over 260 travel industry and business organizations are calling on the Biden administration to end its COVID testing requirement for vaccinated international passengers to enter the United States. The travel industry has taken a hit over the last 2 years due to the pandemic and emerging variants. USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
That's up for the Department of Justice and others to determine. What our focus is on is not getting our distracted or our eye off the ball of what is most important to people across the country here, which is not the leak and the story of the leak. It is the fact that women's health care is at risk for millions of people across this country.
The White House is not interested in how the first known information leak took place at the nation's highest court. The giant fence recently put up around the Supreme Court is not for blocking MAGA supporters. Representative Andy Biggs, a Republican from Arizona, on Newsmax Thursday says Democrats will encourage civil disorder.
So you leak it, and you're not leaking it for any other reason than to put pressure on justices to change the way they are considering voting on this opinion. So they write an opinion, you're going to leak it, and you're going to distract from the Biden's horrific policies and basically give the only thing that the Democrats are going to be able to talk about in this midterm, and it's what they want to talk about most of all because they worship at the altar of abortion, and they want to talk about abortion. So, of course, they're going to lionize this person, and they're going to encourage riots and threats and civil disorder.
On Thursday, the Standard & Poor's 500 tumbled with more than 95% of its companies losing. The NASDAQ 100 suffered the same pain for investors. The tenth benchmark dropped about 5%, wiping out big gains this week. My name is Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.